Jake Weimer, maximum track time tonight, out to the LCQ, and then seventh in the main, and just, like, again, another gnarly track that probably you – did you even know you were in seventh?
Not at first, but – at one point, I did turn my head almost around my shoulder to see the pit board, and I saw I was in seventh. So, but that was better than I thought I was doing. Yeah,
there were dudes left and right pulling mechanics here, crashing everything else, like a little bit last week's track of just attrition.
Well, a lot different than last week's track, but this weekend was just really slick, and the track's kind of small, you know, so that tight racing, you know, and I don't know, but. I saw a couple of people had went down, and yeah, but I was good with it.
Soul Train here playing at JGR.
Yeah, and there's like a duet going on right here.
Murph and Ben are going to start making out. hey, Kiesel in the semi-race, you probably weren't a fan of that move.
No, I really wasn't. I mean, I haven't seen it, you know, so I don't even know exactly what happened. I just know I got smashed into. And whatever, I get pissed. So afterwards, I roll up to him and I say, really? Like, are you serious? I didn't go up there, mother effing him. And I'm like, are you serious? And then him and his mechanics start piping off and talking shit to me. And then I'm like, I gotta leave. Like, this is, just, I'm not gonna argue with you.
But to be clear, Mr. Kiesel and mechanic, you hit me.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever, right. Whatever. Right. I mean, no, I was not happy about it, but whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with him.
26 laps tonight. Did it feel it?
Yep. It's weird because the time is the same, you know, right? Yeah. But I don't know why, but when we do the more laps, it just feels long. I don't know.
Well, you only do 20, and now it's 26.
But I'm saying, time-wise, on the clock, it's the same, but... Yeah, I don't know. It seemed long.
Right. Hey, as a factory guy, you're sitting on the line for the LCQ. You just got to be shitting your pants a little bit, right? Because anything can happen.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, just like...
Even Tim Ferry missed the main one time.
I have before.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're only controlling yourself, right? And, like, it's one of those deals where you're telling yourself you have to get the whole shot because you don't know what is going to happen if you don't. Like, because... People are everywhere, and those guys fight hard, you know, because that's how they make their money is to just get it in there. So it's like there's pressure sitting there like, you got to get the whole shot and be done with it. Like, you know, so, yeah, it's not my favorite thing to do.
What have these guys told you about the rest of the year or anything yet? I mean, obviously, Phil got hurt, so, you know, there goes one spot if they thought about it. Anything new?
I mean, honestly, we haven't ultimately had that conversation. I know.
I'm going to keep asking you.
Well, no, I know. I'm going to keep asking them. And I haven't really pushed it because, obviously, they've been going through a lot with, you know, all their dudes getting hurt, and which I feel bad for them. That's crappy. So, I mean, I'm doing the next two, so I would... think there's probably a good chance that I'll do all of them, but and I didn't really say anything. So last couple weekends I'd rode like shit, and, like I'm not gonna be like, hey man, you know, am I taking me all 17? You know, so
you guys like what you see?
Yeah, right. So I'm not gonna do that. If you know, if I can keep doing well and what you know, then that obviously helps and helps them. And but I don't want to ride around every weekend like an idiot. Yeah. So
maybe you got to go to North Carolina and test a little bit.
I'm going to, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Does she know that?
She does now. I said something to someone else earlier. I just had that conversation with them today because it's been tough and it's no one's fault. It's not their fault. With all the rain in California and then it, you know, coming 2-3 days before Anaheim, I haven't tested. So every Saturday we test. Yeah. So it's been, that part is hard. So today I'm like, I got to come out. We got to, you know, let's go and do it right. And, you know, so that I can show up on Saturday and ride the same bike for three practices and, you know, whatever, clicker change or whatever. But we've been doing more than that. So
sketchiest part of the track, I thought was maybe the triple coming out of the turn. Yeah. We saw guys Case go down, not make it, get landed on.
Yeah, it was probably most dangerous, really, because it was so slippery coming up to it, and the biggest jump on the track, you know, and it was so slick. So, I mean, there was some other spots that were a little bit tricky and sketchy, but maybe not as big as consequence, you know.
All right, we'll see you in Minneapolis.
Yep, sounds good.